Hello, That Gaming Podcast listeners. I'm Corey, and I'm here to tell you about my podcast, Game Pass or Pass. Like our friends Alex and Ben, we value ours and your time. With so many games on Xbox Game Pass, it can be overwhelming. And how do you know what you should and shouldn't be playing? That's where Game Pass or Pass comes in. Join Basher and myself weekly as we tell you what games you should be playing and what games you should simply pass on by. Subscribe to Game Pass or Pass wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And now, enjoy this episode of That Gaming Podcast.
Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to another episode on That Gaming Podcast. Hello, Ben. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
It's another day. It's another evening.
Yeah, I'm ready for the weekend.
Me too.
I've got Horizon Forbidden West. We're calling it that now.
Horizon West.
I'm ready to play that this weekend. I'm going to play some more Pokemon Legends this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
What games you?
I am trying to finish the first Horizon, and I'm going to jump probably right into Horizon 2, even though I said I might not. And then I'm going to circle back to Cyberpunk, the PS5 version. After that,
oh, that's right. Yeah, you download. Have you played any of it yet? Or no?
Zero. Not touched it once. I waited on purpose for the PS5 version because I knew they would make it look barren.
Right.
All that fun stuff,
yeah, so. you were texting me about that since you got the like PS4 version. Yeah.
For sale. So.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet. I don't know if it looks like it's for me or not. I don't know.
We can share play. I'll share play with you. You can play around again.
Should. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Without further ado, we'll do our little intro, of course, and then we'll Ben will come in at the end of our intro, and give a little bit of an update on the podcast show we have. As always, first things first, we have an email address. It's askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. If you have a question, you have a critique, you have a feedback, you just want to be heard, email us and we might read you on the show. Most likely we will. And we want to know what you're playing also at the same time. Give us recommendations or ask us a question about certain game. Or Ben, you want to jump in and say something?
Yeah. So one thing I kind of wanted to ask people to do, I know there are a few of you out there that listen every week and we really appreciate that.
Yes.
If you could, before Wednesday night every week, if you send us an email and just in the subject line, put the game or games that you're playing this weekend, the coming up weekend, we record on Thursdays. So if you send it to us before Wednesday night, Thursday, we would have that email and then we could read it on the show. We will just use your first name only. You could just put that in the body of the email. Like my first name is, and that's all you have to write. You don't need to write a whole big paragraph. We don't need any of that.
Can be a fake name.
Do a fake name, a funny name. That's fine. Anything is funny. We don't care. But what games are you playing this weekend? Because I think that would be fun to see people rolling in with the different games they're playing, and maybe we can talk about some of those games on the podcast coming up. So
totally agree with that. Yeah, no, definitely. And we'll be on top of that. So definitely write in before Wednesday. It'll get us some conversation starters, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, there's always a review system, whether you're listening on the podcast app, on the web browser, or basically any other social media, like Facebook, for example. Leave us a review. Reviews help us a lot. It helps us pull us in the proper spot in the podcast world, specifically in the gaming side of things here. The better reviews we get, the more we are out there, and that causes more listeners, new listeners to come in, which causes more conversations to happen. And more emails, like Ben said, on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
As well at the same time. So definitely leave us a review. And of course, we Facebook is a new thing we're doing. We started a few months back and it has our episodes there that we publish every Friday. There's a few gaming recordings we did, whether it's Ben playing or myself playing, and we basically mash up the recordings together with a bit of the audio podcast of a specific moment we're talking about. And we're actually kind of transitioning a little bit away from that here. So you're probably going to start seeing like just some random posts in there, whether it's like, you know, some moments we thought was pretty interesting in the games, some cool photo mode shots, especially with Horizon coming out. So there's also Facebook. If you're a Facebook user, you can find us there as well. On top of that. And then speaking of the transition of things here, I'm going to let Ben come in here. He's going to update on how we're going to change the show just a little bit to transition as things are changing in the gaming world. Mm-hmm. Ben, come on in.
Yeah. So I think what we've been discussing, what we've been talking about is one thing is that every week we covered one single game. I think we're going to change that format a little bit, mm-hmm. just with the pandemic wave kind of cresting through, you know, the gaming releases calendar. You're starting to notice things slow down and there's
right.
there's kind of gaps between games, which is great because these games are huge and I like time to kind of play them out. So
yep.
It's a good thing, but on the other hand, it's tough when every week we're changing to a different game.
Right.
So you're going to see us move away from titles that just focus on one game per episode, and mm-hmm. we're going to move more towards just a conversational style podcast. We're going to probably just talk about the games we're playing each week.
Right.
That was leading up to Thursday night's recording. So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I might have two or three games. Alex, you might have two or three games.
Two or three games.
And we're not going to try to break down the games in detail and give you every right. gameplay mechanic and every single detail. We'll probably just talk about the one or two, three things that we really had fun with yep. gaming that week.
Yep.
And we want to hear from you out there. And that's why we want to engage you. Come to us with those games that you're playing every Wednesday night in the email. That's a great start. And yep. if we can start there and get some of that ball rolling, maybe some other ideas will come along and we'll come up with other ways to interact. But mm-hmm. that's kind of what we're moving towards, is we kind of want to move towards more conversational
yep.
and more just a hangout. You're just hanging out with us, listening for 30 minutes. We're talking about games, so
mm-hmm. and exactly, you nailed it right there. And I'll add my two cents. I definitely I'm going to enjoy that approach. And I think it's also what you brushed off a little bit here. These games are getting bigger out there here, and in order for us to keep the quality, let's call it, of the podcast going here, it's going to get harder and harder just trying to cover one game every other week or every week, basically. So we want to take our time, saturate ourselves in the game, take our time, don't rush it, play it, and then come back when we're ready and be like, yeah. hey, here's what we encountered, or here's what we thought was nice. So it would be mm-hmm. a whole interesting perspective to it. So yes,
yeah.
can't wait.
yeah, and check back with us every week, because
yes.
things will change, and we will, I mean, a lot of these games like Horizon, you have a level system, so you know, next week we'll be level 30, and then after that we'll be level 50. And now
right.
the game changes, you know, and you have end game content and DLC and all of this stuff. So check back with us every week, because mm-hmm. we might get into these mini stretches where two, three episodes, we're talking about the same game every week.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, we want to hear your thoughts just as much as we want to get our thoughts out there on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So check back with us every week, listen every week, and we'll talk with you, and we'll keep the party going. So
exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, and with that, we have, I'm going to try and pronounce this word, and I'm going to suck at it. I know I can say Pokemon Legends, and then it's Pokemon yeah. Legends Arceus.
Perfect.
Arceus.
You nailed it.
Arceus.
That's it.
You're going to dive in and tell us, because you're the Pokemon master here. I am nowhere near that. So
honestly, yes. I used to call it Arceus.
Arceus. I can see that.
Arceus. I would call it Arceus.
Arceus.
I heard on the okay. official press video on Nintendo's YouTube, it's Arceus. And so Arceus.
Arceus.
Arceus. Pokemon Arceus. Legends Arceus.
Arceus.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway. Yeah. So I've been playing this game. I picked it up on day one. Mm-hmm. And then we went on vacation together at Disney World down in Florida, yes. and I did not play it once. I played it in the hotel room that first night for about an hour, and then I didn't touch it for a week. Even though I am a huge Pokemon fanatic, it's like in my top three franchises all time. Mm-hmm. I love Pokemon. And I was really excited for the game too, but the combination of the vacation and having just played in November that Pokemon remake of Diamond and Pearl, I was kind of like, it's just Pokemon's an RPG and it takes a lot of time to right. play a Pokemon. And I was like, I just sunk all that time into that other Pokemon. Do I really want to play another one? But
mm-hmm. and do that.
And then I say that and you and I are both playing Horizon. Like,
ooh, that's going to be a big game.
And yeah. now Horizon 2 is coming out. Like, what are we doing to ourselves here? We're going to get so burned out on these universes, but I mean...
No kidding.
They're fun. I don't know. I'm still having fun.
They're fun. They're fun. And it's going to... That's the gaming world. That's the gaming world. So
yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. Mm-hmm. You follow wherever the fun is. Exactly.
And it's also interesting. Basically, mm-hmm. if you don't hear from us for a while, then you know we got burnt out. No, I'm just kidding. We'll be fine.
Yeah. We drop off the podcasting planet.
There you go.
But anyway, so I've been playing this for a little while. So since we got back, I've been playing it for about a week. And there's some things that I really, really like about it because it's changing up the formula. So like you said, it's Pokemon Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And then Arceus is the subtitle. All of the Pokemon games in the past have had some sort of duality to them, you know, whether it's red and blue or black and white or X and Y or any of the titles, mm-hmm. Sun and Moon. This one is unique that there's only one game in the series.
How about that?
It's nice. Arceus.
Arceus.
And it's the name of the legendary, as in the past, it was all these different like color schemes or, you know, X and Y or Sun and Moon, and the legendaries were on the covers, but they weren't the subtitle of the game. Now it's Arceus. It's not like, you know, it's not just Pokemon Legends, it's Arceus. Mm-hmm. So the story revolves around that Pokemon character, that Pokemon. Arceus is a Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I say character because it's kind of also its own character. It's in the world of Pokemon, it is like the original Pokemon. It's the first Pokemon. You can think of it as the God Pokemon. That's what they call it.
Okay. Gotcha.
It represents God in this world in a way.
In this world. Okay.
So it created the universe that everything exists in, all these games exist in. It is created all the Pokemon, everybody. It's a creation God.
Cool.
And so, yeah, it's kind of cool because he's kind of been in other games and he's been around the Diamond and Pearl world a little bit and never been featured as the like lead legendary cover Pokemon. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of cool to see them incorporate Arceus finally and give it its due. It's a cool Pokemon. It looks really cool. It kind of like a reindeer-esque look to it. It has a big like ring around its back that looks kind of angelic.
Godly.
It looks really cool, honestly. And I'm pretty sure you can catch it in this game. I haven't gotten to the end of the game, obviously, yet.
Mm-hmm.
Only had a week, but
mm-hmm.
Catching it is going to be really fun. And it has all these different little items that you can equip to it to make it different types. So you can make it a dark steel if you want, or a water grass type if you want, or just crazy weird typings. You
okay.
can give it these items in it, and it becomes that type of Pokemon. So that's really cool and interesting. And the other cool part about this is this Legends game, and this is a new series for Pokemon. So they're starting this idea of going back in the past in the timeline mm-hmm. and going to a region that we've already experienced. Each Pokemon game has its own region, and the Diamond and Pearl games back on the DS had the region called Sinnoh. And it's loosely based on Tokyo in real world. There's a giant mountain in the game, and that's like Mount Fuji in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And this game is in Sinnoh, but we're back in 100 years earlier. And so a lot of the technological advancements that they have in the game, like Pokemon centers, where you can go and heal your Pokemon, and they're in every single town you go to, mm-hmm. like the hospital. There's the Pokemart, and you can buy any of the items that you need, and they're made in, you know, factories. And that represents, you know, like in our world where we have stores, and you can just go in and buy, you know, you can buy bandages to heal yourself or your Pokemon. You can buy stuff to furnish your house, to sleep, to a tent to take out into the field if you're going hunting for Pokemon or stuff.
Wow.
You can't do that in this game because it's 100 years in the past.
Right.
There's no Pokemon Center. There's no modern medicine for Pokemon. So
okay.
You have to craft items to heal Pokemon yourself. There's no big factories or big industry, so you have to craft and make Pokeballs to capture the Pokemon.
Wow.
You can't just buy them in a store.
Okay.
It's in a very ancient looking like Japanese village, and everybody has, you know, your real basic houses with basic roofs and stuff. There's no modern architecture like in all the other Pokemon games.
Right.
Your character has hand-woven clothes and sandals that look very like ancient samurai sandals and stuff like that. And it's largely an open world game mm-hmm. for most part. There is a village that you start off in, and you have a little house that's yours that you can go back to and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You have a storage box in there. You can keep extra items in, kind of like in Skyrim. You know, in Skyrim, you have your house, and you
yep.
go back to your house and
yep.
store all that stuff. Takes mm-hmm. the same cues from Skyrim and puts that in Pokemon. So you have your little nice. House in this little village, and you work for the Galactic Team, which is this team that's dedicated to researching Pokemon. And they send you out on these missions to help with these different Pokemon that have gone wild or whatever the story entails, and they send you out. And you are trying to work on the first ever Pokédex. The Pokédex in the other games, the older games that are in, you know, the present day, they give you like an electronic Pokédex, and it automatically records information about Pokemon when you encounter one or when you catch one. And that's about it for the Pokédex. It's really just kind of an encyclopedia of knowledge. It tells you where they live. It tells you what their cries are. It tells you just kind of basic information about the Pokemon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in the gameplay, you never really use it a whole lot. And, you know, you got to catch them all. You know, the song.
Yeah, yep.
It's all just kind of like, yeah, that's what Pokemon's about, is trying to catch them all. But you don't really have to. Really, right. The games have always been about battling and getting badges and getting to the boss level and finishing that whole boss area. And then you're the Pokemon champion and you defeated everybody. You know, it's really more about combat and fighting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in this game, they don't focus on that. There's the Pokemon and people don't live together really like they do mm-hmm. in the present day games. They are scared. Most people are scared of Pokemon. They've never really like use them as pets or anything like that. And so because of that, there's not a whole lot of trainers in the game for you to battle. So you're not like battling a whole bunch of people. You're mostly going out in the wild and catching Pokemon, and mm-hmm. you have all these tasks in your Pokedex now that are like, says like, catch so many of this Pokemon, defeat so many of this Pokemon, defeat so many of this Pokemon with like a super effective move. Catch both varieties of the Pokemon. There might be a male and a female version of the Pokemon. Catch both of them. So you catch like a big Pokemon, and they're small Pokemon now. You'll be out in the field and you'll see them run up to you, and one will be a little bit bigger than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you catch like the bigger, just like in real life, there's, you know, caterpillars out there, but there might be some that are a little bit bigger than others and variations in the species. It's the same thing, and they've incorporated that into Pokemon now.
Nice.
So you're trying to do all these tasks and get a level 10 task ranking on each one of the Pokemon in your Pokedex. And so now that's your whole mission. That's all you're trying to do is catch them, encounter them, defeat them. That's pretty much it. You're not trying to get badges. You're not trying to rank up. At least I haven't got that far yet. From what I've read and what I've seen in all the coverage, it's just about catching Pokemon and going out into the wild. And it's really fun. Like, it's a lot of fun to just
keep it simple.
Go explore and just see what you can find and walking, like I kind of went at one point, I like crest up on this ridge and went over this ridge and I saw some water area. I got a little closer and there was a Psyduck just kind of wandering around in the wild. And I was like, whoa, that's cool. Look at it. And he's just kind of wandering around. And so you can crouch and you can get in the grass and then they can't hear you and you can kind of sneak up on them and you can throw a Pokeball at them. They now let you throw Pokeballs in game while you're running around. Before you had to like run into them Final Fantasy style and it would trigger a scene.
Yep.
Now you can hold L2 and it'll put up a little target around the Pokemon. And as you get closer, the reticle will change. And when it changes red, you can throw the Pokeball and with R2 and it'll throw it. And then it'll trigger like a thing and the Pokeball will land and capture him. And then you might see some smoke come out and like confetti. And that means you captured it. If they burst open and the Pokemon reappears, then you might encounter them into a battle. And then you have to battle them and try to lower their health and then try to catch them again. So
stack up on those Pokemon balls.
Yeah, you have to craft them like crazy. And there's stones in the area that you can like run into and have your Pokemon like break open. And that's how you mine for crafting materials. And then you can craft them inside the menu system. So you're just constantly kind of gathering stones, going in your menu, crafting some more Pokeballs, going out, throwing them, catching, going into your Pokedex, checking your Pokedex. Oh, I need to catch like four more to get another point towards my 10 points goal. So you just kind of keep rinse and repeat that process. Mechanic. And it's really enjoyable. I mean, there's a whole list of other things that are new about it. But yeah, I think you would really like this version of Pokemon.
Sounds like it would, yeah.
Because you don't have to know so much about like electric beats water and water beats fire and fire beats grass and all those like, you know, those triangles you always have to like kind of memorize. Otherwise you get your butt kicked all the time because you're like throwing out a water Pokemon up against a Pikachu and the Pikachu is electric and it kills your water Pokemon and you don't know that. And so you're kind of at a disadvantage kind of thing. Mm-hmm. This game doesn't rely on that so much. It more so relies on like you could just go and like have fun capturing Pokemon and level up that way and be strong at a high enough level that you could probably plow through the rest, I would guess.
Okay.
I like but that. I think you would like the loop of like going out discovery because you love exploring in games, you love discovering games, and then you know trying to capture them and that challenge of like trying to capture them and do the different little check marks and challenges because there's so many like side quests you can do now and besides just the main story. And yeah, it actually organizes it all into menus. So where you have main missions on one tab and side missions on another tab, and you can go through and be like, I'm going to do side mission number 7 and try to complete it.
Go from there instead. Right.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I like the fact that they've switched it up. I like the fact they're going under this Pokemon Legends thing, so they can stick with the old school if they want to, and still make these Legends games. I hope they stick with Legends games from here on out.
From here on out, I would play them more. Like, yeah, I'm watching footage as always as you're talking. I'm like, this actually looks like up my alley. I'd play that.
Yeah, I think they need to improve on the graphics.
Right.
It's a little dated on the graphics. Mm-hmm. I think the quality could be there a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think they need to improve on what you find out in the world. There's not a lot of variety. It's you see a couple Pokemon, you might see some stones, so you have crafting materials.
Mm-hmm.
You could run into some trees and they drop berries from the trees. That gives you crafting materials or items you can throw at other Pokemon to distract them and stuff. And that's about it. It's kind of bare out there when you're running around. So I can see where they need to improve that, you know, give you more things to encounter, more surprises, more things that you're like, whoa, I didn't expect that when I was out here, you know.
Out here, right, right.
Or just maybe tighten the areas up so you don't feel like you're running so far between and there's nothing happening. But the graphics, life. Too. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, sorry. Basically, add some spice. Add some flavor.
Yeah, add some spice. That's going to that's the episode here. Add some spice. We've been talking about that. But yeah, it feels kind of sparse. And so I think if they did something where if they updated the graphics and you could see, you know, it has kind of that PS3, PS4 era thing where you can only see so far and you can only render so far.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they kind of pushed it, they could probably upgrade that and make it a little better. And they do add more battle style stuff too as well. I'll just go into that quickly here to kind of wrap up. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of getting into the beginnings of that because I've just evolved some Pokemon. So I'm kind of getting into the early stages of like the middle area of the game where you've got a couple evolved Pokemon. You don't have the highest level, most BA. I'm not going to swear because I know we like to keep no swears on here. But, you know, the most the strongest Pokemon, the best Pokemon in the game yet. I don't have the best ones yet. But there's two different new styles to battling. So you can use your regular attack, but you can also use what they call an agile style attack. And what that lets you do is it's agile. You think quicker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It does less damage, but it allows you to go again right after you use it. So you might use an agile style move that gives the Pokemon a status of some kind, you know, like a poison, they're poisoned, so they take damage, they're asleep, something like that. Use the agile style version where it doesn't do as much damage, but it gives them the effect that you want. And then you go in with another move right after versus using a strong style where it does more damage and you sacrifice your next turn potentially to the opponent. So, you know, if you did the agile, you could go in with a quick hit and then come in with another quick hit. If you do the strong, you go and do a ton of damage, but then you kind of sit back and you hope that you have enough defense points, you have enough health points to absorb some more hits. So they've given you kind of new ways to kind of open it up. And
right,
it's less about just picking the best move. That's all it was before. You pick a move and that was it. Now they're giving you like, you can pick three versions of this move, and every move has capability of having these three versions. So I'm really curious to see, like, as I keep going and getting stronger and stronger Pokemon, you know, how is that going to play out? It feels like it might be really strategic later on in the game.
Right. Right. You got to start thinking what moves you want to use. Right.
Because there are these Pokemon in the game that are like enraged. Their eyes are like glowing red. And they're like a few levels higher than you, and they're stronger. And so it's definitely going to become apparent where you're like, do I use strong style and hit this Pokemon really hard, but it still has some health left. And now it's higher level than me and stronger than me. And now it's coming at me and it can hit me twice in a row. Like,
yeah,
that's going to be real risky now.
Very.
See? And then,
right.
Or do you take the defense more, you know, the more defensive approach of using the weaker attack, but you can go quickly and do a couple, you know? So it's like, I think that's going to play in much, much more later when I'm trying to catch all of these super strong, I don't think they're called enraged. I think they're called something else, but that's what they are. They're angry. They're fever or something like that. I don't know. But
high fever, angry Pokemons.
They got COVID. They're COVID Pokemon.
There you go.
And they're freaking out and they want to beat you up. No. But yeah, I think, yeah, they got, basically that's about all the things that I've kind of liked, is more focus on catching, new battle styles, all these tasks that you're set up with, including missions, side missions. You can help people with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to do in the game that I feel like I can just explore around and have fun and not worry about getting to the next area. You know, the other Pokemon games were like, go to the next gym. All right, you beat that gym, go to the next one. Now beat the next one. Now beat the next one. And it just felt like you were just on a train. Yeah. You're just rolling.
Yeah.
This game feels, the music even is more chill. And this game just feels kind of like, look at all these Pokemon. Look at this beautiful grassy field. Look at that mountain. Do you want to just walk around and see what you can find? Okay, have fun. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Oh, if you go in the menu, here's a bunch of stuff we'd like you to do. But you can just walk around if you want.
You'll
just
have chill. To do it.
Yeah. I think that's why you'd like it too, because it's just chill. You can just enjoy and get immersed. And yeah. So I really hope they keep with this formula. I really hope that they expand on it. You know, they build a nice platform here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sword and Shield was the first Pokemon game on a 3D full home console. They never did that until the Switch and Sword and Shield. And they built a nice platform there. They had some of these open areas in that game, but very limited, small.
Right.
Now they've pushed it again, and now the whole game is open areas.
Wow.
For the most part. Now they just need to push it again, and maybe an HD Switch comes out, and they get a little nicer graphics, more, you know, further rendering. Now we're talking. Now Alex is like, okay, give me one of them. I'm on board.
Sign me up. Give me a Switch.
Nintendo guy. Yeah. So they're making nice progress. Nice progress.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it's not going a step back. I was a little afraid it would, but
at one point, right? I remember that. Yeah.
But they've made a lot of, and as a whole, it seems like a lot of comments out there are kind of focused on that. You know. So yeah,
caught my interest. So. We'll see where they go next. Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth it. If you're waiting on it, I totally get that. You know, wait. There's no need to rush into it. I think you could wait. You could wait till, you know, November and get this on a Black Friday, and you'd be really happy if you did that. Oh, so.
Probably not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's pick it up.
Pick it up.
Awesome.
And we will see everybody next week. Email us by Wednesday. Let us know.
Let us know by Wednesday.
games you're playing this weekend, and we will see you next Friday.